All right, welcome back to another Safety Man podcast with your host,
Corey Jones, safetyman.co. I'm here with Anthony Eat a Hoagie.
What's up?
What's up?
So, yeah, you can guys check us out on Twitter at Eat a Hoagie and at safetyman.co. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Hit the sub button. Help us out. Hit the subscribe button. Drop some comments. Drop some likes. Let us know what you think. Give us some good ideas. We'll go for it. And you can also check us out on your website,
safetyman.co, and smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, seriously, just smash it and tell us what you think. All right.
Yeah, we love the comments. We respond. We reply. Some of these podcasts that we've done came from your user comments.
That's true. That's actually true. True story. All right. So what do we got? Here we go. Previous episode we did on how to get a firearm in Jersey. This is like part two. How do you legally buy ammo in New Jersey? Now, I said New Jersey. I did not say another state. I did not. I'm not telling you about New York or Delaware. So if you live in one of these other states, that means you have to follow their rules, not New Jersey's rules. So how do I get ammo? What are we doing? How do I get it?
On the black market, or you want
to? No, legally. Oh, okay. Without going to jail. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Without going to jail. So you go to a federal firearms license dealer that sells ammunition and firearms. You have your firearms ID card and your driver's license. They both have to match. So if you've moved, since you got your firearms ID card and your driver's license has a different address, you are out of luck. Okay, so your firearms ID card and your driver's license have to match. If you're buying in the statute, it says here, a modest amount of ammunition. A modest amount of ammunition, they can go ahead and sell you that ammunition so you can use it at the range, you can use it for self-defense, you can stockpile it at home. It also has to be what they consider reasonable caliber. In the statute, it doesn't say what an unreasonable caliber is, it just says a reasonable caliber. So you have your firearms purchase identification card and your driver's license.
Now, this is for handgun ammo.
This
correct.
Is for handgun or shotgun or rifle ammunition. You have to have the firearms ID card for them to sell it to you. So I can't go to the store and buy 600 rounds of ammunition and legally sell it to you.
Okay.
You and I could buy 600 rounds of ammunition. You and I could go to the range and I could hand you boxes of ammunition that we could shoot at the range because we're using it together at the range. But I can't just say, I'm going to the store, I'll make a pickup and get you some. That technically is in violation of the statute.
Okay.
For that. What I highly recommend is you go to the New Jersey State Police website. There's something called FAQ, Frequently Asked Questions, and that answers all these because you're not going to remember this. The main thing you have to remember, firearms ID card, New Jersey driver's license, and purchasing a modest amount of ammunition.
So, okay, do you need an ID card for rifle ammo, though?
You need a driver's license for rifle ammunition, and you have to be... It's
18, right?
18 years of age or older to buy, unless you're in law enforcement, 18 years of age or older to buy a rifle or shotgun, so long gun ammunition. And again, even that's a modest amount and a reasonable caliber. So if you're going and buying 50 caliber or armor-piercing ammunition, that's going to be different. That's going to start to go outside of the statute. Okay.
The other thing, too, is 21 for handgun rounds,
yes.
18 for rifle and shotgun.
Yes.
And that's supposedly for, you know, hunting reasons for the 18 or older. Yes. But the easiest way to do it is to get your firearms ID card, and then that's good. And like he said, if for some reason you move, you are supposed to go to your local police department in New Jersey, and then you can do this now online and get it changed to the next municipality that you have moved to.
Yes.
You have to get that updated so that way you're not, you know, in trouble. Because you don't want to get jammed up. And I always say it's never a problem until it's a problem, right?
Like, it's a big problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, I keep, you know, I don't feel like getting my stuff changed, but my buddy goes to the range and he buys the ammo and brings it home and I just give him a couple bucks and, you know, it's all square. That's all gravy until the day that you get into a shooting or someone breaks in your house and then you got to shoot them and then that guy sues you because you weren't supposed to have that ammo in the first place.
Right.
And believe me, lawyers like our buddy Brandon will find a reason.
They will.
That's their job. So it's never a problem until it's a problem. So you want to make sure that you are doing it the legal way and, you know, obtaining the ammo the correct way. A couple other things I just want to throw out there. One, if you have old ammo laying around, I know this is a little different. If you have old ammo laying around, just a safety check, you want to make sure that it's not corroded.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that it doesn't haven't got moisture into it. It's not, you'll see like rust or corrosion on the end of the brass or whatnot. That's probably not good ammo, and it's probably not stuff you really want to mess around with.
Right.
If you do have that old ammo, call your local police department, because I know a lot of local police departments will actually take that ammo from you and they'll send it to a place to get destroyed. So they usually do that. That should be free of charge. I'm not saying every police department does that, but I'm saying a lot will do that. So if you have anything like that, you can call them, and they'll usually help you, you know,
yes,
get rid of it.
And now let's say you are traveling with your firearm and you want to stop and get some ammunition on your way to the range. In New Jersey, when you're traveling with a firearm and ammunition, they have to be separate from each other. So the firearm has to be far away from the ammunition. So you can put the ammunition up in the passenger compartment with you, and the firearm has to be in the trunk, or if it's an SUV, in the furthest part of away from you as possible. It's in the statute. I know it makes no sense, but that is in the statute of New Jersey. You can't have one bag with your pistol and your ammunition in it. If you have a pistol and it has magazines, or your magazines are allowed to be loaded, they just have to be stored separately away from the handgun in the car. And it's always better to have a locked box in the car with the handgun in it and the ammunition in a separate location. I know, again, it's like, why? That's New Jersey. That's the law. Don't run afoul of that. You can also buy ammunition and a gun in New Jersey and drive to a range in another state, providing the gun is legal in both New Jersey and the state you're going to, and you're following all the laws of that transfer to go shoot. I have multiple clients that either live in Pennsylvania and bring New Jersey legal firearms to New Jersey to shoot, or vice versa. I have New Jersey residents that come to Pennsylvania with their New Jersey-owned guns and come to Pennsylvania and shoot. I just tell them what the laws are. I have them read that fact page on the New Jersey State Police website so they're up on the law, because I don't want any of my clients, and knock on wood, it's been almost 2 years I've been doing a lot of firearms instruction for private people. I haven't had any problems yet. And you don't make any unreasonable stops on the way home or to the range. That's not when you stop at the gas station. That's not when you stop for lunch. That's certainly not when you stop for a couple of cocktails. And you don't go over your best friend's house to show him your shiny new gun, because you're outside of the statute. And if something happens, you can get charged with at least a third-degree crime, potentially a second-degree crime,
which
could lead to prison time.
Yeah.
So follow the statute.
The other thing I was going to throw out there, too, is hollow points.
Mm-hmm.
So people ask this a lot about the hollow points. So here's the thing with hollow points. Can you have them? Yes, you can have them for self-defense in your home.
Yes.
Okay. But again, if they're caught in your weapon and you create, it's actually an upgraded charge if you use them in the commission of a crime or you're using them in some kind of incident. It's not for anything else, but you can use it for practicing at the range, I believe, right? You can still use it.
If you buy them at that range, you can. You're not supposed to transport them to the range to shoot. You can buy them at the range, take them home, leave them at home, load them in your gun. I actually recommend my clients have hollow points for their firearms at home. Don't waste your money shooting them at the range, because it costs nearly twice as much, and you will notice no difference in the handling or the operation or the accuracy of the firearm. So your firearm will fire hollow points or not hollow points at the same time. So what Anthony just handed me right now is a spent bullet. So this bullet hit something and then it mushroomed out, and it looks like it was a hollow point that mushroomed out. And what it's designed to do, when a bullet comes out of a gun, if you can see this in a camera, it's spinning very fast. It's going about 1,100 feet per second, right? And it's spinning really fast. So as it goes into the human body and goes through your coat and all that flesh and everything goes inside that hollow cavity, pushes it out, so it makes a greater temporary wound channel. And I know we just got done talking about all kinds of weapons and stuff like that, and I'm not a killer or someone who's not compassionate, but I also am not a victim, and I don't want anybody who watches these podcasts or listen to these podcasts to be a victim. So I want you to be able to stop your attacker as fast as possible. So a hollow point is designed to do that, to spin and create either a massive loss of blood pressure or hit a vital organ, spinal column, or destroy the brain to create that dysfunction.
Here's the other thing, too, is it's meant to slow down and stay in the body.
Yes.
So it doesn't, like a lot of these smaller, faster rounds will go right through someone and go on to the next target. So if there's someone else in the house or there's someone else in the backdrop, now that becomes a risk. Whereas like a hollow point in your house, this is hopefully going to stop and by spreading. Can I show it real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and on the other side, you can see it a little, we can zoom in a little bit there the best we can. It's spread out like that. So I forgot I had this.
Little, yeah, I'm little not going to ask why you have a spent
and I'm not going to say why. And we're just going to leave it at that. It's just a demo. So I hope that answered a couple of your questions tonight. If you're tuning in for New Jersey stuff, how you can get ammo, what you need for ammo. But the easiest way to do it is just get a firearms ID card.
Yep, get a firearms ID card.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
And to purchase the ammo. So
because ammo without a handgun is useless. So you're going to need a firearms ID card anyway so you can get a firearm to run your bullets through. So you're probably going to get one without the other. It's like getting insurance and not having a car.
Yeah.
Right? You got to get a firearms ID card to buy a firearm, and then you can buy as much ammunition as you want. There's no limit on how much you can buy when you have the firearms ID card and the gun, as long as it's reasonable. You know, there's a run on ammunition. It's harder to come by now, so a lot of places aren't selling you by the case like they used to a couple of years ago. Stockpile is starting to come back up a little bit now, but expect to pay a little bit more for your ammunition.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. If this is the first time you're watching or listening, make sure you follow us on all our things. You can find us on Anchor, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
All of them.
Yeah, just subscribe to one of them. We're not greedy. Just subscribe once. That's all we ask, yep, right? Yep. Just one time. Make sure you drop some comments below. And also, you can check us out on our Twitter. I'm Ida Hoagie. His is at SafetyManCO. And you can also check him out on his website at
SafetyMan.co. Like, follow, listen, share, subscribe, and tell your friends.
All right, guys. Thanks. We'll see you on the next one.
Be safe and be
ready.